We had an awesome event last night at AMC Castleton, which that place is so comfortable. The chairs go back and recline and you fall asleep. It's so awesome. We got to do a Joe and Alex Show exclusive screening of A Star Is Born, starring Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga. Here's her singing on the soundtrack. She sounded amazing. It's like she could be a singer one day, right?
Right.
Bradley Cooper was in it, Dave Chappelle, and it was just a great movie. Not going to ruin it for you, so I don't think we need to say spoiler alert here, but let's give our review of what we thought of A Star Is Born. What do you think, Alex?
I really liked it. I was totally unprepared for the ending. I have never seen any of the originals before.
Okay.
So I had no idea what to expect. I didn't beforehand like look up what the movie was about. And man, did it wreck me. I was crying at the end.
You were crying?
The web girl was crying at the end.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't see you cry. I did not see either one of you crying.
I thought the music in it was excellent. I mean, I definitely would recommend it to somebody else. But I called the Egyptian afterwards because he couldn't go last night with us, so I had
Your
to call
boyfriend?
Him.
Okay.
Yeah, I had to call my boyfriend afterwards, and I was telling him about it. And I was like, "Man, that movie is kind of depressing, but it's so good." And I looked it up on Rotten Tomatoes, and they're giving it a 95% rating, almost a perfect score for this movie. So I definitely think that you should go see it this weekend. But somebody asked me, "Is this a date night movie or one I should go with like my girlfriends or my mom?" I for sure think your mom or your girlfriends. This is
because as a guy, listen, unless I'm trying to get really close to you, I'm not ready to console you if you're crying
it's
at the end of
downer,
it.
It's a downer, man,
but it's
so good.
It's a good downer.
So good. What do you think, Liv?
I loved it. I thought the acting was absolutely spectacular. Bradley Cooper singing blew my socks off. So hot.
Yeah.
So attractive. He was excellent. And also all of those performances, which I think makes the movie even cooler, were live performances. They didn't go into a studio and re-record any of those songs. That was how it sounded in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
So it was excellent. I'm actually dying to see how this does like in award season.
Oh, yeah.
Me too.
To see
I think
if
it'll
it gets
win.
Awards.
I want to see them perform.
I think
one
it'll
of their
win.
Songs.
It was excellent. But yeah, I mean, definitely don't wear mascara to the movie.
Ugh.
If you do, bring like makeup wipes.
And if you think that Bradley Cooper only does stuff like The Hangover 2.
No, he was so different.
And also, he has his shirt off in a couple scenes and it's really hot.
So hot.
And if you've always wanted to see Lady Gaga's side boob, you can see it in this movie.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, somebody wants to know, that's my job to fill you in. That's not all I got out of this.
She looked incredible too,
I
thought.
Oh my gosh.
Did you cry?
Yes, and I don't want to ruin it, but something that happens at the end...
Made you cry?
It made me think of something that happened in my life. Yes.
Uh-huh.
So it was very, very tough. But it's a freaking good movie. And we're not getting paid to say this. It's just, it's cool that we get to do stuff like this with AMC Castleton and get to do these screenings with you and wanted to talk about it. But you're probably like, okay, that's great. This is boring. But my wife, Lindsay, did you guys see her cry at all?
No.
Yeah, I know. I was like embarrassed because like my face is all red and I'm like, Lindsay was not crying at all.
Okay. Well, Lindsay's not heartless. She, you would think she has no emotions living with me and being my wife. She, you know, just has to be given up. But okay. I actually recorded her. And listen, I have her permission because, well, she agreed to it when she married me.
Oh my gosh.
You didn't tell her that you're going to play this?
No, because my wife may not have cried in front of you or anybody else inside the theater. But when we got in our car and we headed home, this is what happened.
The movie was so sad.
It's okay.
I mean, it was really good, but it was so sad. I clearly was not over it like I thought I was.
Not over what?
The movie.
Oh. It's okay, babe. It's just a movie.
It was so sad.
I know. Yeah, I mean, it got tough for me too, but it'll be okay.
I know.
And I'm not making fun of her, but I wanted this to be
so
like,
cute.
That's how good it is. I had to beat this right here. My wife, it might be hard to understand what she's saying, but she says in this next clip that she thinks movies like this need a warning.
Uh-huh.
But I'm a cancer, we need warnings.
Okay, did we understand any of that?
No.
But I'm a cancer, we need warnings.
I'm sorry, I didn't know how that movie was going.
I'm not mad at you, I'm just saying.
You know what's scary here too, and I should add a pullover. Lindsay was driving when she
I hate. Of course she was, because we know Joe loves to be chauffeured around.
Yes, of course I do.
Even when she's freaking crying, he makes a nice drive.
I'm so sad. Also, I really feel like that could fuck some people up if they don't know.
She's not wrong.
Okay, and this is just the final part here, and goes to show how much my wife really loves, I guess, me.
Oh my God. I just want to go home and hug my babies.
Oh.
All right, well, you can do that.
And you.
First the dogs, then you, I guess.
Yeah, I'm a great backup plan.
And then you. Can we have Lindsay go do movie reviews for us? Every big movie that comes out, she goes and then records her review afterwards, please.
I think we could do that. But do they have to be all sad movies, or can they be like happier movies too, or only
anything?
Sad stuff?
I just think that it's hilarious. I want to hear her reviews every time.
Okay, we can look into that. 317-239-1009. I'm assuming it's a movie or a show. But what moment? What makes you ugly cry? We're not gonna laugh at you like we laughed at my wife. But 317-239-1009.
Oh my gosh. Every single time I watch The Green Mile, when Mr. Jingles dies.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, that is the saddest for me. I bawl my eyes out every freaking time. Mr. Jingles, the circus mouse.
Mr. Jingles. I don't cry anymore because I'm so mad the guy's a sick pervert. But back in Pay It Forward, Kevin Spacey's in that movie.
Oh,
that's
your favorite.
Okay, don't make me sound like that, but that movie was my favorite.
Right.
But I can't watch anymore because he's in there and he's one of the star guys. But at the very end of the movie, when everybody has all the candles lit up, I don't want to spoil it if you haven't seen it, but oh my gosh, I'm like, all he was trying to do was pay it forward and make a difference in the world.
It's so hard. It's like, I love scary movies. You know, some people, they cannot stand sitting through horror movies or scary movies. For me, I would much rather sit through a scary movie and be terrified the entire time than a sad movie. It's so hard for me. I hate that feeling of being sad.
I hate to be emotional and vulnerable. Atara and Glendale, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What movie or what thing makes you cry?
When I'm like really super hungry and I knock my food over.
Or, are you pregnant?
Or something like that. Yes, I cry because like I have favorite places that I like to eat, and like I don't pay attention sometimes. And my husband's like, "Don't worry, I'll get you some more or something." And I'm just like,
oh, that's cute.
I get angry when I drop my food, but I feel you on that one. Thank you for calling in. Let's see here. Symphony and Avon, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What makes you cry? Just, we're talking ugly stuff.
Grey's Anatomy, when McDreamy died.
Yes!
Yeah, when he was saving those people's lives and he got hit by the car, I was boo-hoo crying.
I could not get into Grey's Anatomy, so I've never watched it.
You're insane. It's the best show ever. And literally, when McDreamy died, I've never felt so much anger towards a television show, towards a TV writer. It felt like someone in my own family had passed away.
Wow. Wrote the network. Dear blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
I mean, I felt that sad whenever Michael Scott left The Office, but...
Relatable. Very relatable. Let's talk to Misty, who's on the West Side today, listening to the Joe and Alex show. What is it for you giving you the ugly cry? Hey, Misty, are you there? Misty on the West Side. All right, I think we lost Misty right there. Let's try Brian, who's in Lawrence this morning. Hey, Brian, what makes you have those ugly tears?
It's a movie called Instructions Not Included. At the end, when his daughter dies on the sunset, man, like, I was bawling my eyes out. Like, I kid you not, I cried for, like, at least a good 10 minutes.
Do you remember when SpongeBob thought he was going to die during the sunset when he ate that pie that was supposed to have a bomb in it, but then he ended up living and he just had bomb burps?
Yeah, I do remember that. Oh, my God.
That's what that reminded me of.
Are those two comparable, Brian? Pretty much the same level?
In its own way, yeah.
Wow. Who would have known we were so deep right there?
Dude, Devin killed me on Twitter at Joan Alex Show. She said, I binged This Is Us this past weekend and I had to take Monday off work because I was so emotional.
That happens and it's back tonight, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it started last week. But yeah, tonight's the second episode of the new season and it's such a good show. You've got to binge that on Hulu if you've not gotten into This Is Us. Joe and I both love it.
Yeah.
And me.
Oh, and Liv.
Okay, Liv has a heart too.